Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with Republic Bank Guyana Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, and SPADS Incorporated, urging you to stay safe by washing or sanitizing your hands, wearing masks, covering your nose and mouth if you sneeze or cough, and maintaining physical distancing.
We'll make back to school super easy, easy as A, B, C at Republic. Brand new supplies, you got this right before your eyes. You got this, all you need and so much more is at Republic.
Getting back to school is easy as ABC at Republic. A, apply online. B, bring your needs to us. C, get the cash you need plus prizes and more. Come talk to us at
Republic Bank. We're the one for you.
Pick two.
Pick two. Pick two in the afternoon. Pick two. Pick two in the evening.
Pick two.
A chance to win big, big cash. Just ask for the Multi-X. Multiply your winnings by 2, by 3, even 5, or get a free play.
Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Pick 2 numbers from 0 to 9. A chance to win big cash. Drawing twice daily, Monday to Saturday. Bet the same amount on Pick 2 and Multi-X.
Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Pick 2. Pick 2 in the afternoon.
Pick 2.
Pick 2 in the evening.
Pick 2 with Multi-X.
Remember, a ticket a day can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from SPADS Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, SPADS will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. SPADS Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's SPADS Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Robin, Christopher and Dion happily settled into their new home that Shelley is renting them. Dion lamented that as a trans woman, finding employment was difficult. Myrtle asked Zena to have Maurice believe that she was still in love with him, as he might then stop pursuing Catalina. Zena advised her to leave it alone. Right now, Nurse Leah is visiting Danny.
Morning, Danny.
Morning, Nurse Leah. I'm coming there.
Okay.
Just going to see the Tusha and Paulette.
Coming back soon. Let's go.
When we come back, I'll say hello to Auntie Paulette and Uncle Alexander. How's he doing?
Okay, I guess. He's sleeping. Just keeps complaining about how the place too hot.
It's too hot for everybody. We really need some rain.
Not too much though. Don't want the place to flood out again.
Oh no. You know our food security is under threat from flood and drought.
Exactly. If the farm flood out or we're not getting enough rain, how are we going to feed ourselves the proper balanced nutrition?
That's why we need to come up with a plan as a community. Hope the Shah Moses is home.
He should be.
And hopefully he agrees for us to hold the session with villagers to discuss their diet and nutrition.
He's always open to ideas.
Great. I have been talking with people when they're coming into the health center. But some listen and others don't seem to care.
But we must care. Our communities are under threat.
If we don't get the nutritional deficiencies under control, we will see more and more people with various illnesses and a shortened lifespan. That is not good.
Look at Uncle Alexander. Because he's struggling with diabetes, he doesn't have the energy to come to the farm every day with me. Now think about it. If I wasn't here with him and Aunt Paulette still had to depend on him to go to the farm, what would happen?
Their food supply would be in danger.
Yep. But knowing Auntie Paulette, she would go to the farm and do her thing. She's not a woman that would sit down. She knows how to run her home.
As many other women do in our communities.
So, probably we should focus on mostly women when we have this session, since they are the ones heading the households and mostly preparing the meals.
Well, I think men need to hear the message too. Because, for example, suppose a man is accustomed to eating his pepper pot and cassava bread, tasso, farine, and his little stew and rice. Then suddenly his wife decides that they should eat more fruits and vegetables. He needs to understand why in order to support it.
I agree. Look, there's not too sure coming up the road.
Yes, that's Mr. Moses.
It looked like he got into the farm.
Good. This is a good time to talk with him.
And prepare yourself, cause this song is...
Kavita, nice hearing from you.
You doing okay, Denzel?
Yeah, man. No complaints. How about you?
Well, I'm going on a date with Jonathan. Movie and dinner, and then we're going to go back to his place.
And your dad is okay with this?
Me and Jonathan have been dating for a while and dad knows.
But does he know everything?
He's not supposed to know everything. He's my dad. Come on now.
You're still under 18, Kavita.
The age of consent in Guyana is 16 and I'm over that. So, what's your point?
I just think you need to be careful, okay? I'm your friend and I care about you.
And I appreciate that. But Jonathan and I are teenagers in love. Who knows? We might end up getting married.
Just be safe, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You practicing safe sex now?
Why is it so important to you to mind my business like that? I just called to check up on you.
Thanks.
And my answer is that I'm trying to get Jonathan to agree to condom use to lower our risk of STIs in pregnancy.
Any success?
Not yet. I guess it's difficult when you start off not using condoms to switch to using them.
Look, Kavita, I know you and Jonathan are young and you think he's only having sex with you, but you never know.
I know that 100%.
Are you with him 24 hours a day?
Look, we live next door to each other and I made sure that one of Daddy's camera is pointing to his house. If there were other girls going there, trust me, I'd know.
Okay, but I'm sure he goes out, right?
Yeah, he recently got his driver's license and his dad bought him a car. But most times, we go out together.
My point is, this guy still has time to do things that you don't know about when he goes out. The fact is, he has a car now.
Denzel, why are you rooting so much for me and Jonathan to fail? It's almost like you want me and you want to be together, but you just don't know how to say it.
Kavita, we've had this conversation, okay? You're a teenager and...
I'm 17.
And I'm in my early 20s. I'm only looking out for you like a big brother.
Okay, brother.
A lot of young people don't think they're at risk for STIs. But trust me, anyone can end up getting an STI. You've already had 3 pregnancy scares. It's time you wise up, Kavita.
Right.
I hope you heard me.
I do. And I appreciate your advice, okay? It's not that I want to live recklessly with Jonathan. I am working on him, but everything takes time.
Morning to Shaw Moses.
Morning, sir.
Hi, Nurse Donnie. Good morning.
We were just coming by you to talk about something.
Oh, well, I'm just headed to my farm, but we can talk.
Thanks, Tusho.
So, Mr. Moses, you know they did research in our villages and found that there were dietary gaps?
Ah, yes, Nurse Leah. I had discussions with some representatives from the Hinterland Environmentally Sustainable Agricultural Development Project.
Yes, he said. I thought so. So some of the missing things in the diet are fruits and vegetables, whole grains and legumes.
All of which are important to health.
Exactly. It is recommended that we have a varied diet, at least 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day.
Yes, and because of these dietary gaps, there are deficiencies in micronutrients like iron, zinc, copper, vitamin B6, magnesium, and other nutrients like calcium, vitamin C, and vitamin A.
Not good.
And you know, Tusha Moses, when our bodies are lacking certain nutrients, we are more prone to certain illnesses.
That's right.
Uncle Alexander was diagnosed with diabetes, and we never had that in our family before.
It is the same thing with mine. My aunt now has high blood pressure. And when we look back, nobody in the family ever had such complaints.
It all has a lot to do with what we are eating. At the health center, we are seeing more and more illnesses that were not prevalent in our communities before. We might be eating too much of one thing and not enough of another.
Well, you know, in our communities, we use a lot of cassava.
Cassava has mostly starch. but it's a good source of energy.
Indeed, indeed.
The carbohydrate is good for us.
Then you could be having too much of it.
And that is where knowing how to balance things comes in. Nothing's wrong with our traditional diet, you know, Tusho. But we are eating a lot of other things, and some of it is not best for our health.
Like a lot of these processed foods, no?
Yes.
I'd rather eat from the land. I plant all the vegetables my family eats. But it is not without its challenges.
Drought and flooding, huh?
You know, eh? But it is the best when we can plant our own foods and eat fresh.
Mr. Moses, these are some of the things we want to discuss with villagers. So we are seeking your permission to have a meeting with them.
Oh, certainly, certainly. No objections from me. How soon do you want to do it?
Well, I have to speak with someone from HESAD to find out when a nutrition expert can come.
Sure, I'm on board. Anything for the betterment of the community.
Oh God, we really appreciate it, Mr. Moses.
Yes, and as to Shao here, I must set the example for the people. I too can stand to learn more about this nutrition stuff.
Great. Me and Danny will start organizing it.
And I know the villagers will appreciate it. It's not that people don't want to eat a balanced diet, you know, but sometimes they just don't know how.
And so we must pass the knowledge on to them.
I feel good about this.
Me too. Now it's time to get planning.
Kavita, babes, it's so good to be home.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the movie, Johnson. And the food was so good.
You know only the best for my girl.
Whatever.
Come here, shorty. Let's go in.
Wait, hold on.
What?
I have something in my bag.
You're gonna get your freak on.
This.
A condom?
Yeah, babe. I think we should start using them. What about other contraceptives? The pill, IUD, diaphragms, even female condoms. I've been looking them up online.
You're joking, right?
No, Johnson, I'm not. Plus, there's PrEP, which is a pill you can take to reduce your risk of contracting HIV.
Sorry, I am not done with this.
So you don't care about us protecting ourselves?
We've had this conversation and I've already told you, you're the only one I'm having sex with. Obviously you don't believe me.
I've already had 3 pregnancy scares, Johnson, and you know we're too young to be parents.
But did you get pregnant?
Better safe than sorry. We're young, but we're not immune to sexually transmitted infections.
I don't have any STIs.
Yeah, but you've had sex with other girls. Did you ever test?
I've only had clean girls.
Johnson, that's stupid talk. Anyone can have HIV, for example, and you do not know.
I don't know anyone who has that.
But that's the thing, Johnson. You can't know someone has HIV by just looking at them. And though HIV is life-changing, but not life-threatening with treatment, there are still risks.
Kavita, why are we even talking about this?
Because if we don't protect ourselves and we end up being HIV positive, it means we are at risk for other infections like tuberculosis. That's the most common infection people with HIV get. Plus, it can be life-threatening.
Too bad for those people.
Johnson, people don't go looking for illnesses, but we are at a point where we have the knowledge about protecting ourselves.
And I'm still asking, to protect from what? Since we only having sex with each other, unless you think I'm cheating.
I didn't say that.
With all this talk, I now have to wonder if you're faithful. What really going on with you and that guy Denzel?
We're only friends.
Oh really? Because suddenly you want us to use condoms and all this talks about STIs. You seem to be the one hiding something and I know he's the one telling you all this nonsense.
So, you're really gonna turn this on me now, huh?
Look, Kavita, I'm not into playing games with you. Give me your phone.
Why?
Give it to me.
Look, take it. Who are you calling?
Yo, Denzel.
Johnson.
Hello.
I'm telling you this one time. Stop talking to my girl, alright? You have no business being in our sex life. You don't want this smoke with me, bro. Trust me. When I see you, it's on sight.
Johnson, stop it.
Kavita, you have a decision to make. It's either me or him.
You
have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Today's episode came to you in collaboration with the Ministry of Agriculture, the Food Policy Division, Ministry of Health, and the National Tushar Council under the iPad-funded HESAT project.